Jim was born on September 24, 1936, in Greenville, Mississippi. His full name was James Maury Henson, but his family called him Jimmy. His brother, Paul, was 2 years older. The boys grew up in Leland, near the Mississippi River. Leland was a small country town. To make a telephone call, you had to wind up the phone. You couldn't just dial a number. Growing up there was fun. Down at the nearest creek, Jim and his brother went fishing and swimming with their cousins. They went horseback riding and played tennis. Jim caught turtles and frogs as pets. He was also a Cub Scout and had a stamp collection. On Sundays, the family often liked to play a game of croquet. The Hensons were a happy family. They liked to tell stories and joke around with each other. Jim's mom, Betty, took care of the family and house. She played the organ, and the family would sing along. His dad, who was also named Paul, was a scientist working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He studied farm crops, trying to find better ways to grow them. His grandmother was nicknamed Dear. She liked to paint, sew quilts, and she loved to read. Dear encouraged Jim's creativity and self-confidence. She was always ready to hear about whatever he was doing. Sometimes he would show his drawings of imaginary creatures to her. They were monsters, but funny ones with curly beaks and stripes. After he became famous, people would ask who inspired him most. Jim Henson always said it was Dear. In the 1930s and 1940s, families gathered in their living rooms to tune into their favorite radio shows. After school, Jim liked to listen to The Shadow, a popular mystery show. The Green Hornet was a superhero show. A popular comedy show starred Edgar Bergen and a wooden puppet named Charlie McCarthy. These were all favorites of Jim's. Then, in the late 1940s and early 1950s, something new came along and replaced radio. Television. Most families, including the Hensons, didn't own a television. In 1946, there were only 7,000 TVs in the whole country. The first popular kids' TV program didn't begin until Jim was 11. It was The Howdy Doody Show. When Jim was in fifth grade, his family moved. Their new home was in Hyattsville, Maryland, near Washington, D.C. Hyattsville was a lot bigger than Leland. Some people even had their own TVs. Jim begged his parents to buy one. When he was about 13, they did. All the programs were in black and white. Color TVs weren't around yet. But Jim was hooked. When he was only 16, Jim went to nearby television stations asking for a job. He wanted to design sets, props, and scenery. But he would take any job. No one would hire him. He wasn't pushy, but he didn't like to take no for an answer. By now, Jim and his brother were going to Northwestern High School. He got good grades, but art was his best subject. He drew cartoons for the school newspaper. Whenever he could, he illustrated his reports and projects. In the summer before college, Jim heard exciting news. Local TV station WTOP needed puppeteers for a Saturday children's program called The Junior Morning Show. They were willing to hire students. Jim wanted that job. The only problem was he didn't know anything about puppetry. He'd never been to a live puppet show, but he had seen the popular TV puppet show called Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. He borrowed some library books about puppet making. At home, in the kitchen, he and a friend made a few puppets out of his mom's fabric scraps. They created a French rat named Pierre, who wore a beret. The idea for Pierre came from one of the cartoons he'd drawn for his high school paper. They also made cowboy puppets named Longhorn and Shorthorn. Jim and his friend took them to the TV station. They got the job.